Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call him. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
Aaron, good morning. Welcome to the Cosmo and Cat Show. Hook up or hang up.
Hi, morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. So what's the deal with Drew? Help us out here.
Well, a week and a half ago, we had a really great first date. I felt very swept off my feet. But then since then, I haven't heard from him. He hasn't answered any texts, no calls, nothing. So I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Obviously, you want to reach out to him again or go out with him again. So something must have been attractive about him. Tell us a little bit about how you guys clicked, how your date went.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. He really took the reins on scheduling. He made a reservation at this restaurant that I've really been wanting to try that I had mentioned. And we just hit it off right away. You know, we can both really laugh at ourselves. We got each other's jokes. It was just a really fun night.
Fun night is good. Nothing too serious. I like the laughing at each other and mm-hmm. having a good time. Anything awkward or any of those moments that you kind of look at now go, maybe that was a bigger deal than I thought?
You know, I have really been racking my brain because I want to give the whole truth here, but I can't think of a moment where things went south. I did have a minute where I hid in the hallway by the ladies' room so I could text my best friend about how well things were going, but it was very brief. And I was back at the table, I thought, pretty quickly.
Did he say something about how long you were gone or something?
He did make a joke about how easy he has it because there's never a line for the men's room. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's usually not. That's why you ladies end up in the men's room. That's always uncomfortable. whoa, wait a minute. Holy.
Hey, you got to go. You got to go.
Hey, I get it. Totally. All right. Well, let's do this, Aaron. We're going to play a song here real quick on the radio, and then we'll get him on the line and just kind of see where he wants to take the story, and you have your phone on mute. Jump in when you think it's right timing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on.
Did your date never call back?
Have us call them.
Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show. Ever been ghosted after a date? Let Cosmo and Cat call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
On the Cosmo and Cat Show.
It's Cosmo and Cat Show. Cat, you ready to call Drew?
Let's call him.
All right, let's find out. It's only been almost 2 weeks now. He's been ghosted Aaron, so let's find out why.
Hello?
Hi, is Drew there?
Sure is. What you selling?
Hi, Drew. This is Cat.
What
and
are you selling?
I have Cosmo here.
Lawnmowers and pickle jars. That's what we're selling.
do I know you guys?
We actually wanted to see. We are a morning show on the radio, and we have a segment about dating, and wanted to see if we could chat with you about a date you've gone on recently.
I guess.
Okay, you remember Aaron?
Yeah, I remember Aaron. God, is she okay?
Yeah. Oh no, she's great. She's good. We just talked to her a little while ago.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised that she's talking to you, considering all the toxins and chemicals she was ingesting.
The what?
She didn't tell you that she drinks tap water?
Most people? The water is fine here.
Well, most people clearly have no idea how much bad is in that. And she had three or four glasses. Maybe it was nuts.
Okay. Didn't know that was a thing. Do you know it was tap?
It's irresponsible. I can't date someone who drinks tap water.
Wow.
You got coffee at dinner. You know what they make with that?
That's
different. They use
tap piping
water.
Hot. Wait a minute. Who is that?
That's Aaron.
Oh, you're alive. That's good. You're good to hear your voice.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Drew, this is totally illogical. You know, boiling water kills germs. It doesn't remove chemicals. And the water from the tap is fine here. My grandparents are going strong, and they drink it all the time.
Well, clearly they're throwing caution to the wind. I feel sorry for you and your family. All those toxins in there, you're just poisoning the well, literally.
Wow. You know what? If you're that obsessed with water, I think I'm actually happier taking a pass. pass on this one. So
that's great. You and your chemicals can keep each other company for all I care.
All right.
Just stay safe out there.
Wow. Aaron, don't go anywhere yet. Hang on, Aaron. Hang on.
Okay.
Wow. What the heck was that?
What a nut.
Yeah.
I think there were some chemicals that got to his brain.
There was nothing when you were drinking the water? He didn't say anything at the table?
No. If he did, I would have been weirded out then.
Yeah, right. I guess. That's true. Duh.
Oh, my gosh.
He gave no sign that that was... I mean, it's kind of insane, but he also gave no sign that it was a problem. I mean, he did, he got a lot of, seltzer-y-type water from a bottle, but I thought he just preferred sparkling water.
Yeah, that's very popular these days, but wow. All right, well... Everybody, raise your glass of tap water and cheers to your dating life, Aaron. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Did your date never call back? Have us call them. Hook up or hang up.
Presented by Silverball Arcade Bar.
This is the Cosmo and Cat Show.